Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Alleluia. So I can tell you're more awake than last night. It took them a longer beat to get that. Over the next 6 weeks, we'll be using the epistle reading from 1 John to focus on thy will be done out of love. We will see how God's will is done out of love for us, and because of this, how it instills love in us. A love that enables us to live out a life of love to our neighbor. Today, I'll be talking about how out of love we are to walk in the light. God is light. He shows us our sins and lights the trail of sanctification, where we are in fellowship with Him and our neighbor. However, so often, instead of walking in the light, we walk in darkness. It was the summer of 2005, and I had just returned to my parents' house in the mountains of Colorado after my sophomore year of college. My second oldest sister, Melissa, and her future husband, Kirk, would be coming up as well so that we could do a family hiking and camping trip. Since my youngest sister, Brianna, was still in high school, it was decided that Melissa, Kirk, the dog, and myself would hike up on the south side of Mount Rosalie over Rosalie Pass, while Brianna and my dad would drive around to the north side and hike up with Brianna's horse after she got off of work. Then we would meet at the Bear Track Lakes and camp for the night. The plan seemed good. However, like most plans, something went wrong. It all started when Brianna and my dad weren't able to get their stuff and the horse packed as quickly as they'd planned. Then, as they drove around to the trailhead on the north side of Mount Rosalie, they ran out of time and darkness fell on them. By the time they got to the trailhead and got the horse unloaded and packed up with all their gear, it was well past sundown. My dad, being confident in a well-marked trail and experience with this area, decided to have Brianna, the horse, and himself set out into the dark anyway in order to meet up with the rest of us and provide shelter for the night. However, after they had hiked for a little while, they quickly realized that the trail that used to be so well-marked had recently been victim to large areas of fallen trees from the weather. You could no longer just follow the trail because every 100 feet or so, you had to guide the horse around another fallen tree or get the horse to try to jump over the tree with all the gear on his back. Keep in mind that while navigating all of these fallen trees, it was completely dark. So after getting around each tree, they had to then search for the trail again because the trees were rarely kind enough to fall perfectly perpendicular to the path. They quickly became lost, exhausted, and frustrated, all the while trying to find their way in the dark. They deceived themselves into thinking that they could find the trail on their own, that they could find the trail without the light of the sun. The story of my dad and my sister Brianna hiking in the darkness reminds me of what John was trying to tell us in his epistle reading today. John says, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." You see, when we try to justify our sinful actions, or when we keep our sin hidden, we are walking in the darkness. We are lost, wandering the world with no light to see by, We are lost, trying to find the trail. We can't even see how far away the trail is, and we can't even see what's blocking our path. By falsely justifying our sinful actions, we try to say we have no sin. Instead, we hide our sin and carry the burden of our sin around with us. We deceive ourselves and walk in the darkness of our sin. However, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So in our sin, in the darkness of our hearts, we have no fellowship with Him. Because we are walking in darkness. We don't see His light and love. We don't get to experience His grace. Instead, we stubbornly hike around another tree in the dark, only getting further lost and only getting further from the trail of sanctification. Instead of continuing in the dark, let us walk in the light. That's what my sister Melissa and my future brother-in-law Kirk and I did. Well before my dad and Brianna got packed up and drove to the north side of Mount Rosalie, my band of three and the dog started up the trail on the south side that would lead us up and over Mount Rosalie. We got started plenty early, and as we headed up the mountain in the morning light, it was easy to follow the trail as it slowly wandered back and forth as it went higher and higher. It was a beautiful sunny day when we arrived at Rosalie Pass, and just before we started our descent down on the north side, we miraculously got cell phone coverage. So I did what anyone would do. I got out my little flip phone, this was 2005 after all, and took a picture of what looked like a sunny green valley, framed by mountains on either side, stretching out below us. A picturesque view. And so I was able to send that picture and share my joy with my future wife at the time, Hope, as she was stuck at her parents' house in Missouri. After spending a little time fishing at the top of the pass, we started to head down the other side towards Bear Track Lakes. We had noticed that there were trees knocked over on the path, mainly from a storm, it looked like, but we didn't think much of it because the trail was easily visible in the light of the afternoon. We arrived at Bear Track Lakes in the late afternoon and figured it should only take a couple hours for my dad and Brianna to arrive, so we sat down our packs and began fishing, trying our luck in the Bear Track Lakes. By late evening, we still hadn't seen anything from Dad and Brianna. And since the horse was carrying the tent, we instead had to put together a makeshift shelter out of a tarp that I had brought with me. And so we bedded down for the night. It wasn't until 5 a.m. that we woke up when the dog started barking at something. It turned out to be my dad and Brianna and the horse finally finding us as the earliest rays of light had started shining. My dad and Brianna cheered in happiness when they heard the dog barking. What was supposed to be a 3-hour hike for them had turned into a 6-hour hike. They had planned on starting their hike around 5 p.m., but ended up not getting started until 11 p.m. Exhausted, my dad set up the tent, and him and Brianna fell asleep as the morning light dawned and shined through the tent. God is light. He shows us our sin and lights the trail of sanctification, where we are in fellowship with Him and one another. When we try to go through life in the dark, we stumble and fall. We run into trees across our path and find ourselves making more detours than forward progress. But when we walk in the light of God, then we can abide by God's commands and follow the trail of sanctification through this life. And when we stray back into the darkness, Then by confession and repentance, we are pulled back into the light. God is light and reveals our sins. Therefore, John tells us that if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. But if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John wrote these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Thy will be done out of love. Christ's death paid the price for your sins, so that God's light can shine on you. As you walk in the light of God's will, you have the guarantee of the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. You know Christ's promises are true because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do his will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.